For the third time, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency has ruled that marijuana has no acceptable medical use. That DEA decision comes about 9 years after supporters of medical marijuana asked the government to reclassify cannabis. And that's the third time that a petition like this has failed. Joining us now, Salon.com staff writer Justin Elliott. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
You know, it's not, I guess it's not a surprise, although people had felt, many people had felt that at this point, with so many states approving the use of marijuana for medical purposes and so many medical marijuana dispensaries open in different states, that at this point, the Drug Enforcement Agency would try to come in line with state law.
Right. Drug reform advocates were optimistic in the beginning of the Obama administration, both because President Obama on the campaign trail said repeatedly that the Justice Department would not prioritize going after medical marijuana users, and because, yeah, there's now 16 states that have medical marijuana laws. But basically, what this DEA decision the other day means is that the federal government still rejecting any sort of medical use for marijuana.
All right. So what exactly does this mean? This doesn't mean there's going to be any medical marijuana dispensaries closing.
No. Well, there was actually a separate decision by the Justice Department last week, or a guidance sent out to prosecutors that could have more sort of on-the-ground effects. And basically, because medical marijuana is still illegal federally, even though it's legal in 16 states, the DOJ is now telling U.S. attorneys, federal prosecutors around the country, that they should go after the large-scale, multi-million-dollar dispensaries. So people in the community are now going to be watching very closely to see how aggressively that these prosecutors go after medical marijuana dispensaries on the ground.
And that's a bit of a switch as well. As before this, correct me if I'm wrong, federal agents have kind of said, we're just not going to, almost a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing. We're just not going to pursue this.
Right. There have been some raids in the last couple of years during the Obama administration of medical marijuana dispensaries. But I think what's changed is, I mean, there's a lot more states, as I said, 16 states now have medical marijuana laws. There's been a proliferation of large dispensaries. And I think some of these U.S. attorneys in these states are starting to get uncomfortable with this. We're looking to the DOJ in Washington to issue guidance. And the letter that they sent out in late June has disappointed a lot of people. Medical marijuana advocates, because they see it basically as a continuation of, you know, the strict drug war policies that we've seen through administrations of both parties going back, you know, 20 or 30 years.
All right. So what exactly, Justin Elliott of Salon.com, what exactly does this mean on the ground for somebody who is using medical marijuana?
Well, I don't think there's any evidence that these prosecutors are going to be going after users, but it could mean that if you go to one of these large-scale dispensaries, or maybe even sort of a mid-sized one, it's not clear yet where they're going to be drawing the line, that, you know, it very well could be raided by federal agents and shut down if you live in one of the 16 states that have legal medical marijuana.
That's Justin Elliott, a staff writer for Salon.com, talking about a decision from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency today that marijuana has no acceptable medical use. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.